And now here's your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Debbie, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend, and we also hope you can spare us an hour of your time tonight because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program and has been for about 25 years, so you should know all that by now, but I tell you anyway. So we'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and whatever Kira brought in. So feel free to give us a call. The two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is area code 415-841-4134, or toll-free. Yes, we have a toll-free number. 866-798-8255. That is 866-798-8255. Just want to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter1, that is MINDSOVERMATTER1, and that is the numeral one, not the word one. So that's mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. It's always great to hear from our listeners. Feel free to email us anytime. We don't read them during the show, but they all get read. So again, that's mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. If you'd like to hear the show online, you can certainly do that anywhere in the world simply by going to kalw.org. That is kalw.org. And if you'd like to listen to the podcast of our show tonight, aside from making brownies for us, Debbie also does an excellent job putting up the podcast. So we thank her for that, and she will do her usual fine job tonight, I'm sure. And that will also be at kalw.org and later on iTunes, because they don't work up to Debbie's highest standards. So it usually shows up later there. But anyway, all that being said, we're going to start with the round of introductions and then a round of questions. And here's the first. Kira Pace, apply directly to forehead. Kira Pace, apply directly to forehead. Kira Pace, apply directly to forehead. You see what I mean when I said whatever Kira Pace brings in?
There's no proof that I work or anything, but... Jeremy Horwitz thinks that in less than 2 months, there will be three new EGOT winners to remember. I assume that one of them will be Philip Michael Thomas, finally.
I can only hope. It seems unlikely that he's going to pick up all four in the next few months, but yeah, maybe. Our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, is about to face another birthday, though perhaps he should say wrinkle face another birthday.
That's right. And, there was one little bit of business I wanted to mention, and that we had some emails from people who say I haven't been asking enough movie questions. and I'm going to let you down again this week because I really don't have any. But next week, if you're interested in that, I would like you to think up your best movie questions or whatever about whatever to do with the movies and ask me then. Because I'll be completely open to that, and I hope you do. So that's next Sunday. Keep that in mind. And, all right, we're going to start with Kira Pace.
All right.
With a movie question.
Yes. Speaking of movie questions, now we don't have any. All right. I have three questions for you on TV firsts. So,
my first TV, I was black and white.
Yeah.
Mine too, actually.
Yeah.
So three quick questions, and I'll read all of them and then you can answer them. What was the first toy in the U.S. to be marketed with a television campaign? What show featured the first married couple who slept in the same bed? And everyone knows that the first video shown on MTV was Video Killed the Radio Star, but what was the first video to be aired on MTV2? So three television firsts.
What year would have been MTV2?
MTV2 is 1996.
Oh.
I know the first video on VH1. That's not going to help here, though. same bed. Is that... is it the Flintstones?
No.
Okay. The Brady Bunch?
No.
Now, I think the first toy marketed on TV was Mr. Potato.
Yep.
That is correct. 1952. And
there's a bit of a argument about the bed thing. Some people say it was Mary Kay and Johnny.
That's the answer that I have.
All right. Okay.
Predates predates I Love Lucy.
And Jeremy was right about the Flintstones. I mean, that's, except it was an animated show.
Yeah.
So that's probably what you were talking about.
I didn't think that because Mary Kay and Johnny was 1947, I didn't think the Flintstones were that early.
No.
Yeah.
But
so
I mean,
he was
right
that
they slept in the same bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not first.
Right, not first, no. All right, and then so what? The last one is the
MTV
video,
two.
MTV two.
Correct.
Do you want to give, since that's pretty tough? Do you want to give people like a small hint, or can you do that?
I assume it's a big song from 95 or 96.
Is it a big song?
It was a very, in fact, the song won its artist the Best Male Video Award from the MTV Music Awards and a Grammy for Best Male Rock Performance. So a fairly big song.
Let's see.
I got nothing.
And I'll add that it's an American song too.
You buy an
Grand
American,
Funk Railroad.
Artist, Okay. All right. And Jeremy, you go ahead too.
All right. So not enough movie questions. Let's see what I can do about that.
All right.
The four classical elements of ancient Greece. My friend Will. I know it sounds like a movie question, right? My friend Will suggests that, told me this question. I really liked it. The four classical elements of ancient Greece each appear exactly once in the title of a Best Picture winner.
Oh.
As their own word, what are these four films? Now, let me point out, for example, Airport wouldn't count for three reasons. One, Airport. It's one word, airport, so that's not air by itself. Two, we're not using the word air here for that particular element. And three, Airport didn't win Best Picture.
When you say classical elements, are you talking about classical scientific elements or?
No, the four.
The earth, wind, fire, water.
In fact, exactly those.
Okay.
All right. All right.
And then is waterfront two words, I guess?
Waterfront is one word.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, waterfront does not work solely because
of
that.
Do these have to be words on their own or can be?
They have to be words on their own.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, Gone with the Wind would be wind.
Gone with the Wind is one of them.
Oh, I was going to say Gone with the Fire. good job. All right. Earth, wind, fire, water.
Was The Good Earth ever made into a movie?
It was, and it was even nominated for Best Picture, but it
did not
win.
Okay.
The Shape of Water.
Yes, The Shape of Water was finally made this work.
All right, leave that out.
All right.
Why don't you read that once more?
Sure. The four classical elements of ancient Greece, here that would be earth, water, wind, and fire, each appear exactly once in the title of a Best Picture winner as their own word. What are these four films? And we already have Shape of Water and Gone with the Wind.
Debbie has suggested Chariots of Fire.
Debbie's made an excellent suggestion.
Right?
That's one more that's right.
There you go.
Just Earth.
Earth. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Sheldon in Richmond.
Hi, Sheldon.
Gene Shepard wrote a book called In God We Trust, All Others Pay Cash, on which was based the movie Christmas Story.
Mm-hmm.
A number of the chapters of that book were first published in a magazine. Well, not necessarily first published, but they were published in a magazine, which gave him quite a bit of notoriety. Do you know what magazine that was?
Does this magazine still exist?
Yes.
Okay. And
what about the Harvard Lampoon?
No.
Or sorry.
It's more of
Saturday Evening Post.
How about Esquire?
No, that's getting closer.
Playboy.
Playboy, exactly.
There you go.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And we have a couple of lines open. If you'd like to give us a call, that's area code 415-841-4134. Again, 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. All right, let me give you a couple of questions here. According to Emoji Tracker, my Bible.
Of course.
What is the most popular emoji not directly tied to an emotion?
Poop,
yeah.
No. Mm-mm.
Really?
No. Mm-mm. What is the most popular emoji not directly tied to an emotion?
I'm guessing eggplant isn't.
Can't poop be tied to an emotion, too?
All right,
it's not that, but no.
Oh, well, I mean, Jeremy guessed eggplant. Is it eggplant?
Eggplant?
No.
It's an interesting guess. Mm. No, not eggplant.
Okay.
So once more, according to Emoji Trek, I see you. Do you use emojis very much? I think I've used them once. I used an emoji.
I've fallen prey to the curse of the emoji.
Oh, my.
What about 100?
No.
Okay.
That's good.
So once more, according to Emoji Tracker, and I wonder who works at that company, what is the most popular emoji not directly tied to an emotion? All right. Second question. What was there's a believe it or not, a board in the United States government that that comes up with that passes on geographical names. It's a formal board of the United States government, and they have a big prejudice against apostrophes. They barely allow them at all. Matter of fact, there are only 5 places in the U.S. where they have allowed an apostrophe to be used in a name, place names. What was the first possessive apostrophe permitted in a place name by this government board?
At the time, I think it's gone back and forth, but was Devil's Tower given?
It doesn't have the first thing that popped into my head.
When you think about it, there are very, almost none.
What about Pike's Peak then?
Pike's Peak, no.
Is that also no apostrophe?
No,
probably
there
not.
Is no
probably
apostrophe.
Not.
Wow.
So what was the first possessive apostrophe? It's a well-known place. What was the first possessive apostrophe permitted in a place name by the government's board on geographic names?
Martha's Vineyard.
That is correct.
Nice.
Martha's Vineyard. Very good. All right. Following up on that question, what is the only mountain in the United States with an apostrophe in its name?
Pike's Peak.
It is not Pike's Peak.
You've obviously clearly researched that. Yeah.
It's on the West Coast.
West Coast. And Mounts Whitney.
And it's named after a famous person.
Okay.
What is the only mountain with an apostrophe in its name? It's on the West Coast, and it is named after a famous person.
Is it a possessive?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a possessive apostrophe.
Is it in Hawaii?
It is not in Hawaii.
That's kind of what I was thinking with the, Is it in Okina?
In Okina, yeah.
So, take that over. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Zed. How are you?
Good.
So, let's talk chemical elements. I know you like this kind of questions. Which element named after the sun?
Helium.
Helium. How about the moon?
Selenium.
Very good. How about Earth?
Terrarium. Terrillium.
Terrillium.
There you go.
How about 3 other planets? What are they?
Uranium, Neptunium, Plutonium.
What else?
Well, Pluto's not a planet, but...
Plutonium is
Oh,
fine.
Do you mean Mercury, maybe?
Mercury it is.
Mercury's not named after the planet. It's named after the...
Right. Mercury it is. Okay, you're very good. You really are well educated people. Okay, a very quick question. Out of all mammals, which mammal kill more Americans than any others?
Hippopotamus. Hippopotamus.
No, duckbill platypus.
You've asked this question before, and it's dogs, right?
It is dogs, yes.
It hasn't changed, I guess, is the point.
Never changed. Okay. Yeah, well, actually, we're always afraid of mountain lions and bears and, all kind of wolves. Actually, all of them kill about one person a year. Even sharks, they only kill a couple of Americans a year. But dogs kill close to 50 people a year. And most of it done by...
One dog.
Two species. One is which?
I'm not going into
Canis lupus familiaris.
Pitbull, and the second one is Rottweiler.
Those aren't species.
I love dogs, but they do kill people. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Are we on a rerun?
I'm going to sick my dogs on you.
Your pits?
Yeah, my pits. And we have a couple of lines open if you'd like to give us a call and defend pit bulls. Area code 415-841-4134 with a question or answer. Or toll free 866-798-8255. And Kira, it is your turn.
All right. I have a lead-in question for you. Lactobacillus San Franciscensis is a gram-positive bacteria that is named for the city and most famously found in what?
Oh, sourdough?
Yep, sourdough bread. So I have some questions for you. Here are some short descriptions of six recipes that originated here in the Bay Area. I'll give you these descriptions. You tell me the name of the dish or the food item.
Good segue.
What's that?
Good segue.
This has nothing to do with Greek elements. I'm not interested.
All right. I will read all six of them, and then you can choose which one you want to do. Some low-hanging fruit, too. Number one, frozen ice on a stick. Number two.
I got mine.
Diced poultry or seafood and mushroom in a sauce made with butter, cream, parmesan, and cherry. I'm sorry, sherry, and served over pasta. Number three, a salad dressing of mayonnaise, sour cream, chervil, chives, anchovy, tarragon, lemon juice, and pepper. Number four, celery heart simmered in veal or chicken stock, then chilled in a citrus vinegar marinade and served with peppers and romaine lettuce. Number five, catch of the day seafood from a saltwater ocean, combined with tomatoes in a wine sauce and served with sourdough. And finally, number six, white rum, dark rum, orange curacao, orgeat syrup, and lime juice.
God, that sounds horrible.
Is that a zombie?
No, that's L.A. That's Don the Beach Cover.
All right. I hate to ask you to go through the whole thing again, but go through the whole thing again.
Okay.
I could just answer the first one. And then we...
All right.
Okay.
Well,
frozen ice on a stick.
Is that you popsicle by any chance?
That's there popsicle. Yeah. Originated in Oakland. Frank Epperson, who called it originally
Epsicle.
An Epsicle. That's right.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Patented in 1923. That is an honest to God patent. Ice on a stick.
I work in tech. I've seen patents. They're terrible.
All right. So one of them, diced poultry or seafood and mushroom in a sauce made with buttercream, parmesan, and sherry, served over pasta. That's the first one. Next is a salad dressing of mayonnaise, sour cream, chervil, chives, anchovy, tarragon, lemon juice, and pepper. Next one, celery heart simmered in stock, then chilled in a marinade, served with peppers and romaine lettuce. Next is catch of the day seafood from a saltwater ocean combined with tomatoes and wine sauce served with sourdough. And finally, white rum, dark rum, orange curacao, orgeat syrup, and lime juice.
Well, Debbie thinks the soured one is the Thousand Island.
It's not.
Okay. That's why I said Debbie thinks that. And is one of them that seafood, that chopped seafood thing with, it starts with a C-H?
It starts with chop, yeah.
Chipino.
That is absolutely correct. That one comes to us from North Beach fishermen who chipped in what seafood they had or what they could to feed the fishermen who came back empty-handed.
All right. Oh, Debbie also says, is one of them veal scallopini or scallopini?
No.
All right.
No.
And we have a couple of lines open. If you'd like to give us a call, 415-841-4134 with a question or answer, 415-841-4134, or toll free 866-798-8255. Jeremy, you go ahead.
Sure. What actress earned an Academy Award nomination for playing the mother of a character portrayed by an actor less than 3 years younger than she was? Mom and son portrayed by actress and actor 3 years apart.
She earned an Academy Award nomination?
Nomination, yes.
I was going to say Cary Grant and Jesse Reese Landis, but she didn't earn an Academy Award in North by Northwest.
Sorry, did you say her son also was nominated for an Academy? Oh, okay.
No, only the actress who played the mother was.
It wasn't Jesse Reese Landis, though.
It was not. Oh. Nor Cary Grant.
Oh, okay. In that case, it couldn't be Forrest Gump because...
they're about 10 years apart, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Tom Hanks
maybe
was
nine.
Nominated.
How
for
Tom Hanks won. Yeah.
Can you give us an idea how long ago this might have been?
This was 62. Pretty sure it's 62. And this was, I believe, her third Oscar nomination. She would eventually go on to win an honorary Oscar.
Geraldine Page? No, that's not
No, right. She won a real Oscar.
She did. Yeah. And, okay, I think that over. Could you read that once more,
sure.
Please?
What actress earned an Academy Award nomination for playing the mother of a character portrayed by an actor less than 3 years younger than she was? This woman also is 0 for 18 at the Emmys, including 12 times for the same role.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Hi, this is Nancy from Berkeley.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi. Green Goddess dressing.
Oh, nice.
Yes, very nice.
And I forgot, I was reading the Chronicle while you were there. So let's see, what was the did they win there? Oh, I think somebody got Cioppino.
Yeah, Dana got Cioppino.
Okay, so what were some of the what were the other ones?
The diced poultry or seafood in the mushroom sauce served over pasta.
Oh yeah, I know what it is. But I can't remember the. I mean, I can't.
And
my
then,
mind is going.
One of them was celery heart simmered in stock and then chilled in a marinade served with romaine lettuce. And then the other one was the cocktail, white rum, dark rum, orange curacao.
Right, right, yeah. Okay. I used to know what that one was. Oh, yeah, the mushrooms and the pasta.
Yeah. It'll hit you later.
Yeah, 2 o'clock in the morning. Right. Okay, thanks. Bye.
According to a survey done by Smithsonian, what are, Smithsonian Magazine, I believe, what are the 6 most mispronounced country names in the world? According to a survey done by Smithsonian Magazine, what are the 6 most mispronounced country names in the world?
Lesotho?
Oh, yeah, that's, yes.
No. That's not in the top 6 anyway.
Because no one ever pronounces it? I don't know.
That's probably why.
Ghana? I mean,
nope.
Wow.
France, because they don't pronounce it with
France.
Like the...
We're not talking about the native accent.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's not important.
Kenya. I'm just picking random countries in Africa at this point.
Oh, maybe Cote d'Ivoire?
Oh, that's good.
No.
Striking out.
Yeah.
Because most people just say Ivory Coast.
Wow, that's a good question. I have absolutely no answers beyond the 2 I just gave. Right.
The Sahrawi Arab Democratic Republic.
No, these are the names by which the countries are commonly known. So not the long names necessarily, like the
most
Democratic Republic. Yeah, okay. Blah blah blah.
Maybe Qatar, Qatar.
That is good. Just out of the top 6.
What? Yes. How are there? Oh, wow.
So again, according to Smithsonian Magazine, what are the 6 most frequently mispronounced country names in the world? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hello?
Hi, you're on. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, hi. Oh, they thought I'd be the second call. Somebody must have dropped out. Yeah, this is John Bernal Heights.
Hi, John.
And Rick in Bernal Heights has 2 of the dishes. The poultry and mushrooms and so on is Cetrosini?
Yes, named for the opera star.
Right. And then he also says that the celery is Celery Victor?
Yes, that's the hardest one,
wow.
I thought.
Mm.
Very
right,
nice.
Now, he seems to have read a lot of old San Francisco menus, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess on the drink. Is that a Mai Tai?
It sure is. From Trader
Vic's.
Oh,
okay. Never had one, but I just had a feeling it was sort of rum-based.
Yeah.
And
very
there
nice.
Was another. Let's see. What are some of the other questions out there? Was something else.
This is on you guys. I think all mine. Oh, except the first video on MTV2?
No. I guess it's nothing that's out there then. It was just all the food questions.
No, there's a couple out there.
Oh, okay.
There's a best picture with Earth in its name.
No.
There's the only mountain with an apostrophe in its name.
No. Okay. Well, we did the food. So.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Bye. Bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, how are you? This is Tom from San Francisco.
Hi,
on the Sunset.
Right.
I just want to say, first of all, we love the new guests you have there, but we miss Jerry too. We miss Jerry out here, and we think of him every week. Although we love the new people on the panel.
Thank you very much, and I thank you on behalf of the new people and also on behalf of Jerry.
My only guess is my tie was taken out from under me, but my wife Tara said perhaps "Smells Like Teen Spirit"
Ooh,
by Nirvana.
That is a good guess.
It is
not "Smells Like Teen Spirit."
Okay. Oh well,
but
well,
it is a West.
Much.
It's
we
a West
really
Coast song too. If she'd
no,
like
absolutely.
To, if
oh.
she'd like to guess again.
Oh.
boy, I don't know. Was it another grunge band? Was it something else up there in that Seattle area? That seems like very popular at the end there.
No, not grunge.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
And Kira, it is your turn.
Is it California Love?
No, that is a very good guess. No. And that's right. That's the right time.
That's the right year.
Yeah, but no, it's not. All right. Three Oscar winners and one Grammy winner have refused their awards. Who were they and for what did they win?
Well, there's Marlon Brando for The Godfather.
Mm-hmm. That's true. 1972 movie, The Godfather.
2 years earlier, same award.
George C. Scott for Patton.
That's correct.
So we need one more Oscar.
Yes. And this it is not an acting Oscar. This one is much harder. But I feel that Dana can pick this one up.
Well, behind the scenes.
First of all, I'm insulted. Second of all, no, you're right. I have no idea.
Is it a writing Oscar?
It is, yes.
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm. It's screenwriting.
Odds are it's Paddy Chayefsky, since he won most of those.
That's
the plurality
a good guess.
Of those.
That's no. quite a good
it's
guess.
Not.
If you're about the third one, he might as well start turning them down.
Can you give me a time frame? You don't have to give me an exact year, but... You know.
1930s. And the award was refused over union disagreements, but ultimately accepted 3 years after it was given. So it was refused for 3 years and then finally picked up. And we still have the Grammy that has been refused, which I feel Jeremy could be all over.
Is it Dudley Nichols?
Nice, yes.
Wow. Dudley for The Informer?
For The Informer. That is absolutely correct.
All right. Ask us another question.
Here's a weird one that's just been sitting here. A set of heavily graffitied intersecting alleyways in Sao Paulo is named for the character who was the subject of a graffito that was discovered there in the mid-1980s. Name this character whose symbol's popularity soared in the U.S. in 1989.
Pepe Frog. I don't know.
That's what the first thing
you heard. Is this the... I keep thinking like Shepherd Fairey...
Nope. So again, it's a there's a character whose symbol was found in this alleyway that is now named for this character in Sao Paulo, Brazil, and the symbol got a huge boost in the in 1989.
Batman.
Batman. That's
right.
That was
the year Batman the movie came out. So.
Yes, Beco de Batman, or the alleyway of Batman.
Nice.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. and have been for almost 25 years. Our panel tonight, technical editor Kira Pace, cryptographer Jeremy Horowitz. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. If the two numbers to call us are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's with a question or answer. 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Kelly in Pacific Heights.
Hi.
Hey, I have a couple of guesses. It's funny, I was just thinking, I wish we had more food-related questions. So this is great. Most of mine were taken except the salad dressing, which is Green Goddess.
It is Green Goddess, yes.
Good. And then I had a guess on the non-emotion emoji.
Yes.
Would that be a peach?
A peach? No, not a peach.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll have to call in with some food questions next time.
Yes, please do.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, bye-bye. And Jeremy, it's your turn.
Sure. Following up a theme from the last question, what Best Picture winner features in the title role an actor who is almost 11 years older than the actress who plays his mother? Again, what Best Picture winner features in the title role an actor who was almost 11 years older than the actress who played his mother?
What's a time frame on this kind of sort of?
40s.
I'm out.
So the son was 11 years older than the actress who was playing his mother.
Correct.
Did she play the same age all the way through the movie, or did she gradually get older?
No, I think everyone stays roughly the same age throughout the whole film.
And this is a Best Picture winner.
That's correct. Also won Best Actor for the aforementioned son.
Oh. Okay. All right, I have to work on that.
Did Citizen Kane have a mom in the movie?
Didn't win Best Picture.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, famously.
It lost to Forrest Gump. I may be slightly off on that.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Terry in San Francisco.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. Was Angela Lansbury nominated for an Oscar for Manchurian Candidate?
She was.
Not only was she, that's really relevant to an earlier question because that's exactly what I was talking about. Very nice.
Oh, yeah. Nice. And about the mispronounced countries?
Yes.
How about Niger or Niger?
Oh, that is also just out of the top six.
Huh. Okay, well, that's all I have.
Thank you.
Thanks, so many good guesses on that seem to be outside. Wow.
What about Rwanda?
No.
They're like 100, that's like less than 200 countries. How long? We'll get there eventually.
We'll get there eventually. Show will have to be a little longer. But. And... let's see. Okay, let's repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet. Tira, we'll start with you.
All right. Everyone knows that the first video shown on MTV was Video Killed the Radio Star, but what was the first video to be aired on MTV2?
Give them the whatever hints you've already given.
Sure. It's let's see. It was 1996. The song won its artist an MTV Music Award for Best Male Video and a Grammy for Best Male Rock Vocal Performance, and it's also a West Coast song.
So it's solo artist?
It is a solo artist.
Okay.
And a Grammy winner has refused their award. Which Grammy winner and for what did they win? And that's all I have right now.
Was it a performing Grammy?
Yes.
Okay. And Jeremy?
So there are the four elements of ancient Greece each appear exactly once in the title of the Best Picture winner. We've got The Shape of Water, Gone with the Wind, Chariots of Fire, but we need Earth. The word Earth appears in one Best Picture winner. And then also, what Best Picture winner features in the title role an actor who was almost 11 years older than the actress who played his mother? And we learned that the actor also won Best Actor for that role. It was even he even directed the movie.
Hmm. Oh,
So it's Warren Beatty. Oh, wait, no, you said it was from the 40s. Though.
I did. Warren Beatty was and Warren Beatty's never won an acting Oscar. He's won a directing Oscar for directing himself.
It's not Olivier in Hamlet, is it?
So I guess I have to technically say you're wrong because it is Olivier in Hamlet. That's exactly right. Yeah,
all right.
10 years apart plus.
Oh, I can't remember the actress who played his mother.
Eileen
Hurley? No.
Hurley, yeah, that's it.
Is it?
Yeah, I was going to go H something and forget. All right. Hurley.
Let's see, what do I have? According to Emoji Tracker, what is the most popular emoji not directly tied to an emotion?
What about thumbs up?
No.
Okay.
Thumbs down.
According to Emoji Tracker, what is the most popular emoji not directly tied to an emotion? What is the only mountain in the U.S. with a possessive apostrophe in its name? What is the only mountain in the United States with a possessive apostrophe in its name? And it's on the West Coast, by the way.
Is it all the way on the West Coast? It's not, say, in Montana?
Not in Montana.
Okay.
It is all the way on the West Coast. And it's named after a famous person.
Mount Hood.
And according to Smithsonian, what are the six most frequently mispronounced country names in the world? According to Smithsonian, what are the six most frequently mispronounced country names in the world?
Tajikistan.
No, but you're a little closer.
Okay. Turkmenistan.
No.
Kyrgyzstan.
Kazakhstan. Oh, that's
Kyrgyzstan.
It. That has to be
one.
It.
Yes. It's pronounced Kyrgyzstan.
All right.
Not Kyrgyzstan.
That's why it made the list.
That's why I made the list. Kyrgyzstan. And I included all the correct pronunciations for the countries.
Are there any other stands in this list?
No.
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
Everyone got all my thing. I got the Angela Lansbury and how about the mispronounced country?
All right.
The United States of America. Nobody says it that way. Everyone says just America.
We're misunderstood, but not mispronounced.
Okay, well, I don't have any more answers. I got a question.
Okay.
I was looking at my luggage, and it's named after a biblical character.
Samsonite.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right, I give up.
There you go. Thanks for thinking of that question.
To
bye
me.
Bye. Yeah.
No, that's a sacrificial knife. Peruvian.
Is nice. It?
It is.
They spell it the same way?
Mm-hmm.
She is the travel expert.
Like, not about mispronunciations, evidently, no. Or apostrophes.
I have some Jimmy luggage. That's where I said that.
Moldova.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I bet we can probably pick off some. There's got to be some sort of former Yugoslav republic that's in there.
There's not.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Herzegovina is fine.
Bosnia Herzegovina. See, you got it now. You got it wrong already.
Well, I couldn't hear the hyphen.
Yeah, I'm just giving you the half that's hard.
Let's see. Whose turn is it? Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Is it my turn? Or is it
sure.
Okay. Now you're going to get this quickly, but I'll ask it as a question. What are the four colors of passports around the world? There are only four.
Blue, maroon. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you call it.
Red is
it? Red? Yeah. What they call it?
Green and is it black?
Yes, nice. You got it. Red, blue, green, and black. There are only four colors for passport covers around the world. Now, there's only one country outside of Africa. Africa is the only has the plurality of black passport covers. What is the only country outside of Africa to have a black passport cover? And it's because black happens to be the national color of this country.
New Zealand.
That's correct.
All right.
Is that because you knew black was the national
the
color?
The New Zealand black.
Well, the All Blacks is their rugby team.
You're right. All right. There you go.
And the All Whites is their soccer team.
You killed that. All right. here's a movie question. I was going to save it for next week, but what's the point?
Well, I'm not going to be here, so...
Yeah, I know. Who is the only person to win a Best Actor Academy Award for a film with a country's name in the title? There's only one example. Who is the only person to win the Best
American Actor? Beauty? Kevin Spacey?
No, it has to be an exact country.
Okay, okay, okay.
The only person to win a Best Actor Academy Award in a film with a country's name in the title. It has to be the exact name.
Did the Boys of Brazil ever win anything?
No. We're back to Olivier?
We're the country of Africa and out of Africa.
So what's the country and who's the actor?
The country of Africa. I first focused on that no one won Best Actor for that, then noticed it wasn't a country. Yeah.
And the two numbers to join us are area code 415-841-4134. Again, with a question or answer, 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, 866-798-8255.
Did Don Cheadle win for Hotel Rwanda?
No.
Okay.
And he was nominated.
Yes.
Yeah. And
French Connection fails for the same reason that American.
Yeah, it has to be exact. Mm. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, yeah, this is David in Oakland.
Hi, David.
Hi. So the answer for, I think, for Jeremy's question about the Oscar winner is The Greatest Show on Earth.
There it is. Very nice. Finish that off. Thank you.
Which is maybe the most misnamed title ever. It's a terrible movie.
Yeah, I agree. Yes.
Yeah. And is the emoji, this thing, America, is it a dollar sign?
It is not a dollar sign. That's a good guess, but no.
Okay.
And there's a lot of emotion attached to a dollar sign.
Well, sure. No, I understand.
Yeah.
No, this is true. Yeah. So the mispronounced country names.
Yes.
Saudi Arabia instead of Saudi Arabia?
No.
That one?
Mm-mm.
Iran or Iran?
No, but you're getting close. Want to try
Iraq then?
Iraq, yes.
Iraq.
It's okay. Not Iraq, it's Iraq.
Right.
That's how
you pronounce
Iraq, it.
Right.
Iraq.
Right. How about Chile?
Not Chile.
Not Chile. Kenyatta?
No.
Not Canada?
Nope.
No. Okay, all right. All right, there we go. Okay, so I have a question for you guys.
All right.
The questions you had about Oscar winners and how old they are, brought this up, jogged my memory about this. So there was a movie in the 1980s in which a future Oscar winner Oscar-winning actor in the 90s, played the father of a future Oscar-winning actress in the 1990s, even though he was younger than the actress.
Go over that once more. I want to make sure I got this.
Sure, sure. So maybe in reverse. Well, there's a movie in the 1980s, a comedy from the 1980s,
right,
in which an Oscar winner, a future Oscar winner in the 1990s, plays the father of a future Oscar-winning actress from the 1990s, even though the actor is younger than the actress. He plays her father.
Is this a Nick Cage movie?
Yes.
Nick
Peggy
Cage,
Sue
Peggy Sue
got
married.
Married.
No, but
right,
that doesn't work.
That's right. No, it's
Peggy Sue
got married.
But who's the female lead in that?
It's not the lead.
Oh, okay.
He plays the father of someone.
Oh, okay.
Who went?
God, I haven't seen that.
Who's younger than he was?
30 years. Wait, who's older? The
daughter
in real life. Nicholas, the daughter.
Nicolas
Cage younger,
Nicolas
so it's weird.
Cage is
okay.
In real life, older than the woman younger. Who played.
And
this,
and she won an acting Oscar in the '90s.
Yes.
Wow. All right.
She wasn't the lead. Kathleen Turner was the lead.
Sure.
Okay.
Gwyneth Paltrow, it's too early for her. Judi Dench,
yeah,
is older than Nick Cage.
Yeah, she's older.
No, I think we give up on that.
Okay, Helen Hunt.
Okay.
She's a year older in reality.
Interesting. So, okay.
Anyway, there you go.
Thank you.
Great show as always.
Thank you.
Sure.
And Kira, it is your turn.
All right. I have a short list for you that I'll call After the Colon. I'm going to give you the part of the movie.
Oh, that kind of.
Yeah,
good.
The part of the movie title that is after the colon. You tell me what's before the colon.
Because I'm sensitive about that.
Yeah.
I'm of that age.
Okay, ready?
Yeah,
all right. Okay. The first one, When Harry Met Lloyd.
That's Dumb and Dumberer.
Yeah, it's Dumb and Dumberer. Uh-huh. Right. The next one, Pennies, apostrophe S, no less. Pennies from Heaven.
Pennies from Heaven.
All right. The next one, Red, White, and Blonde.
That's Legally Blonde, too.
Mm-hmm. Good. The next one is The Far Side of the World.
That's Master and Commander.
Mm-hmm. Port of Call, New Orleans.
Speaking of Nick Cage, that's
Bad Lieutenant. Bad Lieutenant, yes.
Mm-hmm. And finally, my favorite, The Quickening.
Oh, Highlander 2.
It is Highlander 2.
Good job.
So the only one we're missing, the cultiest of them all, Pennies from Heaven.
It's It too. Inspector Gadget 2.
One of the worst movies in the world ever made. A notoriously bad movie.
Manos Hands of Fate 2?
With a cult following. Got a sequel, and that sequel is called Pennies from Heaven, which somehow manages to be worse than the original.
Troll 2?
No. Right track, though.
What genre would you put this movie in?
Terrible.
It is a mixture. I've actually seen this, and I still don't know what it's about.
The Room.
It's supposed to...
Leprechaun.
It's supposed to be sort of like a sexy drama, but then there's like a weird cult element, and I want to say some sort of like alien activity, but I really wasn't sure. So let's go with the like sex drama, like sexual drama, the way, say, 9.5 Weeks was a sexual drama.
Yeah. Debbie suggested Earth Girls Are Easy.
Oh, that's right track, but more serious. Or you can't see me over the radio doing air quotes, but more serious.
I bet they can.
Yeah.
Those are pretty violent air quotes.
My stepmother is an alien?
No. But again, you such the right track.
I Married an Axe Murderer?
No.
That's right. A good movie.
No, original movie had high production value, a famous director.
Who was?
Who had actually done some good movies.
Piranha 2.
Good, and also known for his sexy movies. He pushed sexy barriers. And And
all right.
Yeah.
Move it up. And let's go to a call.
Brad Bird.
Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter. Are you there?
Hello, was that me?
It is you.
I was going to ask, why doesn't Pike's Peak have a possessive apostrophe?
Because they wouldn't allow it.
They wouldn't allow
it. Nope.
Maybe they're smoking too much pot. No, that's a joke. I was going to guess the countries, one of them already went. How about Laos?
Not Laos.
Huh? Not on it. And all the other Central Asian countries. How about Iran and Iraq?
Iraq is was on the list. It's Iraq.
Yeah, Iraq. Okay. Well, and that's all. That's all I got.
Well, thank you.
All the rest went.
All right. Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom in Southern California.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. For the cure for your movie, is that Showgirls?
It sure is.
Oh,
Showgirls 2, Pennies from Heaven. I knew you would come. You'd call in, Tom, from Southern California and bat some cleanup here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got Showgirls bed sheets. So,
oh, my God. You might want to run those through the wash.
No. Yeah. Let's see, the best actor with the country in his name, is that Forrest Whitaker for Last King of Scotland?
That is correct. That's a country.
Yeah, not a sovereign. All right, whatever. I'm just mad I didn't think of it.
Yes, Forrest Whitaker, Last King of Scotland. Very good.
Awesome. The refused Grammy, is that Bill Cosby?
I'm sorry? Yeah. Oh, the refused Grammy? No.
Yeah, okay. Let's see, the mountain with the apostrophe in a name. I know there's a mountain in Yosemite called Clouds Rest.
Not that.
Is that not it?
No. Nope.
Shoot, okay. Mispronounced countries. How about the great Nambia or Namibia?
Nope.
No? Uruguay or Paraguay?
Nope.
Oh, those are good.
Antarctica.
Liechtenstein?
Nope.
Nope. Oh, shoot, okay. Popular emoji. Is that the beach?
It is not.
No. Film with Earth in the name and a great battlefield Earth.
Yes, right? Yes. The Razzie winning the battlefield Earth, yeah.
No, not it. Okay.
No.
I don't think I have any other guesses, so I can ask. You asked all those food questions. You know, I'll ask one that's kind of related. Semi-Bay Area. How about it's the dish with eggs, bacon, and oysters?
Is that... The Hangtown Fry?
Fry, yeah.
That is. And where is Hangtown?
Placertown or Placerville.
Yeah, very good.
Nice.
And then since you mentioned Shepherd Fairey, I'll also ask one about him. He had his, I don't know if you're familiar probably with his Obey.
Yeah, Andre the Giant.
Stencils.
Right?
Sure.
Yeah. Andre the Giant. Yep. Now that's that was inspired by what movie?
They Live, Carpenter classic.
Yes.
Great movie. Okay, and then let's see. I'll ask
Rowdy Roddy Piper. Other. He's the
Rowdy
star.
Rowdy Roddy Piper and Keith David.
Keith David's the star. Let's be fair here.
No, Rowdy Roddy Piper.
No, the 5.5 minute fight scene is the star.
Well, it does involve both of them. Anyway.
And then the actors for... Who are the first actor and actress to win the acting Triple Crown?
Helen Hayes.
Ellen Hayes, very good.
And
when you say the Triple Crown, that's the best actor.
Not Grammy, basically.
Yeah.
And for acting for all three.
Yeah. Okay.
There are two women total who have done it. Rita Moreno's the other one. And for men... Hmm. Oh, wait, sorry, Andy got it. But I don't know who the man is.
Rex Harrison.
Does the man have a Tony?
No? Yes, an acting Tony. Yeah.
Okay, let's go with an EGOT
Tony,
winner.
Emmy, and Oscar.
I think you meant to ask if he had a Grammy so that you could look at...
Oh, Grammy. Sorry.
Oh, no, he does not have a Grammy.
Okay. That is absolutely what I meant, sorry.
So, Emmy...
Did he pick up this Triple Crown, as it were, recently, in the past, say, 20 years?
No? Nope.
Okay.
Much earlier.
Nope.
In the 50s.
Wow.
50s. 50s. Art Carney.
No, I didn't have his Oscar until the 70s.
Earlier. Didn't have the Oscar by then, yeah.
Oh, Ernest Borgnine.
Supporting actor.
Ernest Borgnine.
Nope.
No.
That was a really good guy. I guess he doesn't have a Tony.
No, we don't know. Sorry.
Thomas Mitchell.
Oh.
Okay.
Who got his Oscar for Stagecoach.
Right.
And don't know what he got his Emmy or his Tony in. But that's it. I'm out.
Thank you.
Adios.
And let's see. Jeremy has something short.
Sure. Smooshing together, that's a technical term, the first and last names of what U.S. president will result in a string of letters that happens to contain the last name of that president's first VEEP. Again, smooshing together the first and last names of what U.S. president will result in a string of letters that happens to contain the last name of that president's first VEEP.
Are there any Vice President Ansons?
There are not that I okay. No, there are not.
Okay.
Can you tell us if this is 19th or 20th century?
Yes, it is 19th century. The 1800s.
So I guess what presidents had more than one vice president would be a place to start.
Right.
His second vice president is more famous, but I don't think the
so
first
it's
one's
the last
super
name
obscure.
Of the vice president.
That's correct. Just the last name of the vice president.
Oh, Wilson, maybe? No.
No, it's okay. Not. It's yeah, it's okay. Not Ronald Wilson Reagan being the vice president for Woodrow Wilson or something like that.
No. Oh my! I have to go through a lot in my head. All right, just repeat the question once more.
Sure. Smooshing together the first and last names of what U.S. president will result in a string of letters that happens to contain the name of that president's first VEEP. So basically the last few letters of his first name and the first few letters of his last name become the VEEP.
Abraham Lincoln?
It
Hannibal
is.
Hamlin?
It is. That's it.
All right.
Wow. Thought that was going to take a little longer.
All right. No, can you just start with Lincoln because it's easiest.
He's a popular one.
It's
yeah,
easiest to start with Lincoln. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, guys. This is Hayes in San Francisco.
Hi, Hayes.
I think I've got like 1.5 answers. The country misspelled, is it Azerbaijan?
Yes. It's not misspelled. It's just mispronounced.
Mispronounced.
Yes.
Mispronounced, yeah. Because I tried to write it down, but I think I misspelled it anyway.
It's Azerbaijan.
Okay. And then the MTV 2, I know that the first one was Beck. For the life of me, I can't remember the name of
it's
the title.
Loser.
It's not Loser, but
two turntables and a microphone.
That's, yes, Where It's At.
Where It's At. Oh, yes. I couldn't remember the name of that title. All right.
Very nice.
Thank you very much for doing that. Great show as usual, guys.
Thanks, Ace.
See ya.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Kim in San Francisco.
Hi, Kim.
My Azerbaijan, or whatever the correct pronunciation has got taken in, my wrong
Maybe
answer is Chile. But what about Mauritius?
No, but there is a couple of island countries, actually.
Okay, and what about some of the Guineas, like Papua New Guinea?
Nope.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
And then for the emoji that's not an emotion, how about the hands in prayer for thank you?
No.
That's good.
There's somebody... Some good guesses, it seems.
Yep, okay, I'm striking out then. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Tuvalu, Vanuatu...
Tuvalu?
I don't know how to pronounce it.
That's Irish lullaby is the joke I used to make.
Turaye.
No, I say it again.
Tuvalu. No. I don't know. Yeah. And then I'll mispronounce Vanuatu as well.
No, it's not Vanuatu. Oh.
Cabo Verde. What?
Oh. Kiribati?
Oh, nice.
Or,
that's
got to
yes. be it.
And you pronounced it correctly.
Yeah. No, I did.
Instead of Kiribati.
Yeah.
Yes, it's most people know it as Kiribati, but it's actually Kiribati. So, very good. Good job. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, David from Berkeley.
Hi, David.
Hi, Tanzania. Is
not Tanzania.
Them, is one of them mispronounced?
That's not on the top six anyway.
Oh, okay. And the movie with the child actor 11 years older, did that ever get answered?
You better
yes.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
It what was the answer?
That was,
I didn't hear
that was Hamlet.
Oh.
That was Olivier's 1948 Hamlet.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Really love the show.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
This is Josh from San Francisco.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, and I'm guessing Dick's Peak for the name of the mountain.
That's not the emoji.
But is that an educated guess? Is there a Dick's Peak?
There's a Dick's Peak in Desolation Wilderness near Tahoe.
Oh, okay. But no, it's not Dick's Peak.
Okay.
Is there an apostrophe in the name? Do you know for sure?
Yeah, there is.
Okay, I have to look that up. But it's not that, anyway.
Okay, that's all I got.
All right, thank you.
Maybe the locals put the apostrophe on the
sign.
Yeah,
maybe.
The federal government says no on their documents
or
something.
I think the way they look at it is that if it's going to be on a map, an official government map, then it's not going to have the apostrophe. Maybe locally it's known with an apostrophe. I don't know. But it's not that.
Can I take another crack at the emoji one?
Yes.
What about the sun?
Not the sun.
Okay.
I have nothing.
Lady who called in with the prayer hands, that was such a good answer. I'm shocked.
And next call.
The Batman symbol.
Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Sophia from Oakland.
Hi, Sophia. Go ahead.
I think I have the answer to the emoji question.
Okay.
The high five emoji.
It is not the high five. I'm sorry.
That was a really good guess.
It is a good guess.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sophia. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
This is Linda El Cerrito.
Hi, Linda.
And somebody must have guessed this. I think it seems too easy. Laos, is that one?
Not Laos.
Oh. All right. Well, thank you anyway.
Thanks, Linda.
Bye.
And one more call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
The emoji of a flower?
Of what?
Flower.
Flower, no, not flower.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, time to clean up here. What do we got?
Real quick, what about dog, cat, or firework?
None.
Any of those?
None of the above.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Taco.
All right, so the Grammy winner who refused her her Grammy Award was Sinead O'Connor Best Alt Musical Performance, I Do Not Want What I Haven't Gotten, 1990. That's all I have.
All right. And Jeremy?
I ain't got nothing.
Oh, wasn't there one that was unanswered?
Nope. We got Abraham Lincoln, bunch of movie stuff.
All right. And let's see. So according to Emoji Tracker, what is the most popular emoji not directly tied to an emotion? And that is the recycling symbol.
Huh.
Look it up.
All right.
Recycling symbol. The most frequently mispronounced country names, the ones nobody got, are the Seychelles, which actually is pronounced Seychelles, and Brunei, which is actually pronounced Brunei.
I did not know that.
Yes. Now you know. And the only mountain, supposedly, with an apostrophe in its name on the West Coast is Clark's Mountain, named after the Lewis and Clark fame, that Clark, in Oregon. So,
let's just say William Clark.
And if we didn't get your call, we do apologize. Please remember the Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you enjoyed the show. We certainly enjoy having you. Our thanks to our panel tonight, Kira Pace, technical editor, Jeremy Horowitz, cryptographer. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Our thanks to Debbie Kennedy and Steve Wilcott for handing the board and phones. And, of course, our thanks to you out there for taking the time to tune in and call in. Please join us next Sunday at 7 and bring your movie questions, but you can ask whatever you want, okay? Thanks, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.